Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want to welcome in our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, I want to actually just start right there. I mean, you watch this football team and you see towards the end of that game against the Texans, and not only the big moments, just not making the big plays, which has been an issue all year, but the body language, I feel like the mental fatigue that has kind of set in for this team. Do you sense that as well when you watch this team?
I think it's one of the most fascinating things I can remember in recent NFL history. You know, the line I've been using, and I'm being facetious, of course, but it feels like they did a deal with the devil for like a 10-year period, or maybe you could argue a 7-year period, where they said, hey, can we, you know, if you let us make all the clutch plays and find a way to win these games late for 7 years, after that, we're fine. Like we'll make that deal right now.
Right.
Because it felt like for 7 years, you would watch a Chiefs game, and with rare exception, late in those games, they were going to make the play to win the game. And this year, it's been for the most part the opposite. It's like the deal with the devil is over, and rent is due or whatever, and it's like that fountain has shut off. And it almost feels like when you see Rashee Rice have a drop or Travis with the bobble, it almost feels like it's contagious. It's like winning is contagious, but it feels like on some level, so is losing. So is not making the play.
Yeah, and I don't think this is an excuse by any means. I think this is reality, which is, do you think you played the sport, Ross? I mean, you play 19, 20 games a year like the Chiefs have been doing for the last 7 years, essentially, it feels like. Does that finally catch up to you physically and mentally, where you got so many of these core pieces and an aging roster and a couple of the key players, and Chris Jones and Kelsey particularly?
So I don't know what it's like to play that many games in a season, let alone however many seasons they've done it. What I can tell you is watching the Eagles this year and what they're going through in their bid to repeat makes what the Chiefs have done like almost unfathomable. Like it is incredibly impressive. The 7 straight AFC championship games, because right now it's going to be an uphill battle for the Eagles to get to one of those. You know, the three straight Super Bowls. I mean, it is winning a couple of them. It's really, really unbelievable. And the whole league is designed for that to not be able to happen when you think about salary cap and the draft and injuries and, you know, the length of the season. So I guess it felt like, I don't know if I could say it felt like this would happen at some point, but felt like they would have kind of a reset year. I guess the Patriots kind of had their reset year the year when Brady tore his ACL and he was out and they didn't make the playoffs. So I think they were still like 11-5 that year, which is remarkable. But I think that maybe this is sort of the divide between Chiefs Reed Mahomes, or at least Mahomes 1.0 and Mahomes 2.0, which is probably what the team will look like moving forward after this year.
So we have both said, Ross, we don't blame the Chiefs for not making a lot of changes lately. Why would you? You go to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row, you win two of them in a row. Pretty hard time to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I better figure some things out. Everything's turning up aces. But Andy has shown a propensity to make some changes here or there, or our bigger fear is there someone in the building? Like on the fourth down call, which we hated in the game on Sunday, specifically the play call, but also just going for it there versus other times when you could have gone for it, whatever. Is there a guy in the building now that they've worked together this long that will tell Andy no? You're in these rooms. Do you think that there's enough of that for Andy? Do you think he needs some of that? How do you think that internally works?
Well, yeah, I think Brett Veach is that guy. I mean, I think Brett Veach is more than willing to tell Andy what he thinks. And I think Spags is another guy. I mean, they've been around each other long enough. I think the answer is yes. I would just tell you, I had no problem whatsoever with their roster coming into the year. None. I mean, like their linebackers with Tranquil and Bolton. You know, I thought they had enough on the D-line. I mean, you never feel like you have quite enough there. But Carl Loftus and Chris Jones and Dana, the back end, you know, having Watson and McDuffie, you know, Connor. My point would be, at no point, I hear all these people now saying, they got old. They have an old roster. You know, they got old. Like, where are they so old? I mean, you know, the offensive line, they had a rookie and a second-year guy on the left side. Creed and Trey are in the prime of their careers. And Juwan Taylor is not a great player and hasn't, but he hasn't been since he's been there, and this has been going on. I feel like Travis is better this year than he was last year. The running backs, I don't know, Kareem's been pretty good. I think that the receivers have been disappointing, but they're not old. And those are guys that I really thought they were going to be incredibly dynamic with Hollywood, Worthy, and Rashee Rice. So I think people that are now blaming the roster and whatever, I think that is a lot of hindsight. And I think it's a lot. I didn't hear any of these people saying any of this stuff before the season.
When you look at, you'd mentioned the Eagles and their issues. Let's pivot to them for just a minute. Are they going to have a Jalen Hurts reckoning in that town at some point? I watched Patrick Mahomes play. He did not have a good game. I think the stats lines look similar. Those two games were not equal as far as poor play goes, in my opinion. Jalen Hurts looked lost in that game. And it's been a weirdo season for them, too, where they lead the division, but they don't look the same. Do you think, I mean, fans in Philly always turn on people pretty quick, but do you think that there's another year of this, and then they'll start looking a different direction?
Well, I mean, listen, you know, I go on in Philadelphia every Wednesday, and there are already people that think that if Hurts plays really poorly against the Raiders, that they should give Tanner McKee a chance.
That's insane.
Which is sort of stunning, of course. But, you know, Hurts has not played very well over the last month. And McKee's done well every time he's gotten an opportunity. And I think some people are just curious as to what the offense would look like if McKee was running it instead of Hurts. I don't think that's going to happen because of the money that they've invested in Hurts, the success they've had with Hurts. And I think the concern about how much that would damage the relationship. I would say the flip side is I think people are, you know, they know they have a really good roster still. They have a really talented team. The defense is still pretty darn good, and that maybe Jalen just doesn't have it right now. I mean, the thing is his legs have always been such a big factor, and he's just not using them very much. And when he does, it just doesn't feel like it's to the same level or extent as we've seen before. So those are just some of the things that people are talking about that I find interesting.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. How about Indianapolis, man? This Philip Rivers story, I can't get enough of it because I'm fascinated about how this is going to play out, you know, whether or not he even plays this week. To me, that's too quick, but I'm looking more like the Monday night game against the 49ers. But what do you make of their decision with all these injuries, the unfortunate Daniel Jones injuries at this point, including the Achilles now that's going to take him out for the rest of the year? 44 years old. He's a grandfather, Ross, and he's going to play some games here for the Colts. What do you make of it?
Well, I hope he does play, and I hope he lights it up. I mean, would there be anybody out there rooting against Philip?
I have a flyer bet on him for comeback player of the year now at 15-1. So please, by all means, yes.
Also, you're 46. Have you officially announced whether or not you're coming back?
Well, I was thinking about it, but I just didn't want to. I didn't want to reset the clock on my Hall of Fame candidacy.
Fair. Know? Yeah, true.
I mean, it's already been 17 years and I haven't got in, so I didn't want to add 5 more years to that. It's really, obviously, a truly unique situation. Really, by the way, on some level, incredibly sad situation. You know, Daniel Jones was having such a good year. Then he breaks the leg, hadn't been quite as good. Then this happens, and they have a lot to figure out because they had kind of already, with the Sauce Gardner trade, gone all in for this year, and then also were more or less committing to Daniel Jones for next year.
Right.
And not only will it be a while until he gets back from the Achilles tear, but he now has a really, really long track record of injuries, a really long track record, to the point where it's hard to kind of fully invest in him. I guess Anthony Richardson's under contract for next year as well. But, guys, I mean, Anthony Richardson would be the quarterback in this game and down the stretch if he hadn't, in pregame warmups with like a stretchy band or whatever, hit himself in the eye and broke his orbital bone. I mean, you really
just cursed.
Cannot make up like the Colts right now. You can't make this up. They signed a 44-year-old grandfather who hasn't played in 5 years because their quarterback with a broken leg tore his Achilles and his backup slingshotted himself in the head in pregame warmups.
Jeez. Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened. Now, do you think Philip Rivers can win? I really, what we tell, they need 2 wins probably at least, right? Down the stretch here.
Yeah, I would think so. I 10 wins to give themselves a chance.
What do you, I mean, I guess, yeah, I take them off the board for just now, since we're talking about them. How many teams do you actually think can win the Super Bowl? At some point, the Colts might have been mentioned because of how good they were playing, but, I mean, how long is your list, knowing that the Chiefs won't stand in the way of the AFC, at least at this moment? It certainly we don't think is going to happen. And then on the NFC side, it feels like a huge wash of teams that feel like they're of similar quality.
I think the Rams are the best team in football.
Agreed.
By a decent margin, and I think the Seahawks are the second best team in football, which is a whole other story about, you know, having to have, think about that. The difference between whoever wins that division is going to be 2 home playoff games to go to the Super Bowl or 3 road playoff games. There's, I mean, I know that maybe on some level it makes the stakes higher and it's great, but something seems off there. You know, something seems, it was like the Vikings and Lions last year. Something seems not quite right when there's that much of a difference between, I mean, it could come down to a tiebreaker, you know, yeah. And like that's the difference. But I think those are the two best teams. The AFC, what's so fascinating about them and probably maddeningly frustrating for Chiefs fans, think about this. The two teams are the best team in football, 11-2 New England, 11-2 Denver, are both underdogs this Sunday at home against teams that don't have double-digit wins. The Bills are favored in New England. The Packers are favored in Denver. And we talked about this a lot on the Even Money Betting podcast. It's a great time, actually, Alex, if you're looking for bets, to bet the NFC -2.5 in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. Yep.
Because they're going to be favored by more than that. It's probably going to be the Rams, maybe Seahawks, maybe somebody else plays really well. But, you know, they're going to be favored by more than that just based on what the public opinion is of the Patriots and Broncos. But it also just goes to show you that even if the Chiefs just got in the tournament somehow, they would still have a chance because there's not some other great team that people are really, really scared of.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Great stuff as always, man. Appreciate it. Safe travels wherever you're headed this week or tomorrow, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you doing Thursday Night Football or no?
Nope. This week I have Jets at Jags on CBS Sunday.
Yeah, Jags are playing well.
I love doing TV games for teams I've never done before because then a new audience kind of gets to see me and listen for the first time. And then the following weekend, I can't tell you my TV game yet, but I will be in the booth with Kevin Harlan Monday night for hopefully the Philip Rivers-led Colts against the Niners.
That
would be amazing.
Get to see it in real life.
That's what I'm hoping for that as well. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate it, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.